And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the whole crew from Bite Sport Fishing here. We have Brandon, Jake, and Alex are here. We're going to be having some fun talking all kinds of fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, on YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun day it is to have the entire crew. And it's my favorite part about this time of year is, like, you know, these guys normally are gone every single day, fishing every day, doing something crazy every day, and it's so rare that we get to have all the boys in one spot. Today's going to be a great show.
You just don't see this.
Yeah, it's
the time of the year and the weather, of course.
Yeah, weather's not exactly beautiful right now, but that's all right.
But, yeah, if you were looking at us on YouTube and Facebook Live or on 97.3 The Fan or on our app, Virch Theater of the Minds on those two, we have Jake here, we have Alex here, and the empty seat is Brandon because he's in the bathroom. But he'll be here, but we have the whole crew, so it's great to have him.
Yeah, today's going to be a rad show and just a lot of fun. And you guys have had a very serious run and just coming off an extremely successful PCS show. That was a lot of fun to get to see everybody and hang with the whole crew.
Were you guys all there at the PCS show?
We were.
Yeah,
we were.
The whole
4 days.
Crew. Yeah, there's Brandon. Hi, Brandon. Great to have you. And so, Brandon, you've assembled quite the crew here with Bite Sport Fishing, haven't you? No.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
You've got a mic on your headphone. There,
so, yeah. You got the airplane mic.
There you go.
You could land a 737 with that thing.
Good morning, Travis. You're loud and clear there. So, so tell us about your crew here.
Yeah. It's wild to kind of look back at everyone who's been here and in the boats and everything else. But this year we have Jake. I think this is Jake's fifth or sixth season. And
Swordfish Master.
Swordfish Master. He's still the only one who's ever never got a complaint.
But, wow.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Not one.
Not one. I get complaints about myself.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even a tiny bit surprised about that.
Most of those come from me.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, Jake's always doing a great job, and definitely the swordfish, the master of all things. Cool thing about Jake is he's so adaptable. I mean, there's certain guys you can put in any spot, and they're going to figure it out fast, whether it's life or fishing or whatever, you know? And he can figure out a fishery fast, you know? Hadn't fished Catalina before, and he's like a top-tier Catalina fisherman a few years later, which isn't easy. That's a very humbling place, you know? So, yeah. And then we have Alex is here. I fished with Alex the last couple years on the Royal Star on the bike charter. Always super impressed with his presence, his demeanor, his fishing skills, all of his levels. Incredible presence on deck and crazy energy. Like, you know, he's there and he's in control without controlling, which is a rare quality. You know what I mean? So
talk about another person that you get so many positive feedback when we were at the tackle store there. Just so many people love fishing with Alex when you were on the boat. And I thought that was such an exciting move for you guys because, again, just, somebody that you heard nothing but great things from all the passengers from.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, we're super excited to have him, and we're all going to have a great season together. And we can't forget Henry.
Henry.
We can't forget Henry. Henry's like our mascot. Henry's our new deckhand. He's 18. Wow. He's a senior in high school, and I look at him, and I see a senior in high school. But we all worked down here when we were, when I was 16, 17, 18. I worked on an overnight boat, and we had this level of responsibility. And some of the great long-range skippers, they were running boats at 19. You know? He's like a kid who came out of the 90s. He's got a strong work ethic. He's incredibly polite. He loves fishing as much as anyone I've ever seen, you know. So we got him around. So it's really cool for me because I get to work with someone in their teens, 20s, 30s, and now I'm in my mid-40s. So, yeah, no, we have
you're that old?
In the fishing landscape, I'm still kind of young.
Yeah.
But when I do this show. But when I do this show, I look back at it, and when Rick and I worked at Western Outdoor News, I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people, you know, that were in their, my age, or 50s, are now 70 and such in our
tell
landscape.
Me about
it's
it.
Crazy. I get the cover of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, thanks. So we have a great team. I'm legit never been so excited for a season. They kind of put some fresh air into my sails as well.
That's cool.
And it's cool to be able to talk to guys who have so much fishing knowledge, love for fishing, and you can, like, have a heavy fishing conversation with them.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I don't think I could groom anyone, or I couldn't. There's no one else out there that could have the same kind of repertoire, if you will.
Bike sport fishing, like, just rolls with the punches so good, no matter what fishing, like, gives up for the season, whatever fish it might be or wherever it is. You guys are, like, the best at adapting to it and taking the best, and clearly, like, the team that you have assembled is really good with that too. Like, you guys might be fishing sea bass for a month straight, and then the next day switch to tuna fishing, and then
maybe
just
the same trip.
Yeah, sure. It's just really cool to see, and it's really cool to see the team that you put, that you guys are all together. Like, it seems like everybody's on that same program, just as comfortable being at the island one day and offshore the next and back for the afternoon. It's really fun to watch.
One thing I've learned at 45,
the ripe old age,
is we don't learn by talking, right? And we are in an industry where a lot of people talk a lot, or talk at you, or talk over you, or those types of things, right? You learn by listening. You learn by listening to people who are good at what they do or have experiences and such. And it's really cool to work with people that you can just sit down and listen to and learn so much. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, Alex, what's it like to be on the bike team now?
It's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
The whole small boat thing is rather new to me. I spent my whole life on the big boats, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's very, very different, very refreshing.
Yeah.
You
like it?
I do.
And which boat are you running?
All of them. Whatever Brandon tells me to run.
Yeah, okay. And what's your favorite thing? Sea bass, swordfish, tuna, what?
Island fishing.
You like going sea bass fishing?
Anything. Island fishing. Give me island fishing. Let's go.
Okay. That's very good. And Jake, of course, you are kind of known as the swordfish master, but like Brandon said, you have mastered sea bass and all the other stuff too, right?
Yeah, my roots come from island fishing. I feel like we all share the same love for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's our first choice. I do love swords, though. If I could pick one thing to do all the time for the rest of my life, it would be that. But island fishing is my roots and what I get really excited for.
What happened this past season? I mean, this past fall when we're supposed to really get them, did you get any?
On the swordfish tip?
Yeah.
This last season was super depressing with them. We never really got our push of hake, which is a deep water bait that they like.
Uh-huh.
That kind of came in way after the fish this year. It came in too late. So when all that fish came through, there was no food for them. They just kept swimming.
Yeah.
That wave of big ones was pretty gnarly, though.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, there was like a 1 or 2 week window, right? October, was it?
Yeah. That was like akin to the like school of 55 to 75 pound sea bass.
Right.
That was insane.
We do a lot of our like ordering of gear for the tackle store with swordfish, like literally based on these guys. Like, Bite is usually the very first on it, meaning like they'll sneak crew trips or Dylan will be going or whatever the scenario might be. They're usually going early and it's like a slight window into like the gauge of how the season was going to be. And we just about wrote it off this year. Like, it was way later than normal. In terms of the season goes, like, it was almost a month into when we would normally be catching fish. Nobody had caught any. The drift buoy guys, everybody. There was so little that we almost didn't make the purchase of buying all the squids and all the deep gear. And then, like, a light switch, somebody caught one. And then the next day, there was three or four guys that went, and they all had bites. And then the next day, there was, like, five fish caught. And it was such this mass scramble for getting swordfish gear and tackle and everything together for the shop. And then there was a week of just insanity. It's like everybody that went, there was multiple bites a day, and they were all 400 pounders, and these guys pulled on one for 13 hours, and it went away, just these crazy stories. And then just as fast as it started, it seemed like there was hardly another bite for the fleet, and it just went away. It was a really wild one this year.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, for sure. But then there's sea bass, right? This is the time of the year when Mark Wish's trees start blooming, and he says the sea bass are supposed to bite, right?
Right, right.
So what's the story on that?
I just love that fish so much, and I probably brain drift into various sea bass X-rated movies like 15 times a day. Still, it's the weather's been horrible. It's been horrible weather. There's no consistency. So piggybacking on the swordfish, this is the first spring where we never caught sea bass lobster on the same trip. Lobster was middle of the road at best, and we caught no sea bass. We never had sea bass conditions, working conditions, water conditions, any of it.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news. The good news is when I started the business, I wouldn't take charter bookings until middle of May. Third week of May is when I started. And then we had
for
sea bass, right? It's like Watson says, it's a June fish. It's always been a June fish. Jake had probably the best Catalina, most consistent Catalina fishing we've had ever last year, middle of July. So it's going to happen. We moved our fishing groups for the next 10 days. I told them, like, it's cool. It's cold water. There's all these storms. We're not going to catch squadoosh, you know? In my heart of hearts, and I rarely break predictions, my heart of hearts, I think, is going to be a really, really, really good sea bass year. I think we're going to catch them again local. I know we're going to catch them again local.
Ooh, I like that.
We have kelp.
Why do you say that?
We have kelp again in a couple of key spots. And squid. We had all that squid. We had squid this winter where we hadn't had squid since 2014, you know? So I think all that's going to happen. But I think it's going to be like a May thing. I think we're going to scratch and get some fish in April at the island. March, April's always a swing month or swing months. It can go either way.
Alex, what do you like about island fishing?
What do I like? What do I like about island fishing? I grew up doing it.
You grew up in
Long Beach.
In Long Beach,
right? Yeah, Long Beach. Working on the three-quarter day boats, half-day boats, and whatnot. So the whole bass fishing, the island fishing, structure fishing is my thing. It's always been my roots, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So what do I like about island fishing? Just it can change so fast, right? Everything can just change on a light, literally just like that on a light switch. So you never know what you're going to get. It's never consistent. You always have to work at it.
Yeah.
You have to go fishing, right? Yeah. Island fishing, you actually have to go fishing.
Yeah.
Versus offshore, you have your variables, right? It's more consistent than island. Island, you really have to bring out the fisherman in you. I guess that's what I like about island fishing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about you, Jake? What do you like about island fishing?
Same thing. I mean, I feel like island fishing, you really can see, like, the guys who, like, are consistent and can actually, like, kind of know what they're doing more. versus offshore. I mean, offshore, you could just drive around and get lucky. You could just drive endlessly until you see a bird or a foamer or whatever. Island fishing, you're kind of, like, most of the year, like, we don't even have our radios on. We don't talk to anybody. We don't see anybody. It's, you're going out. You're, like, actually in your own head, like, focusing, like, looking, trying to line things up and put it together. And when you can find the right conditions and make everything work and put a day together and it works out, it's the most rewarding thing ever.
It's a challenge,
it's
right?
Also, it's also a big challenge. It's such a pure, you can pick whatever word you want, it's such a pure style of fishing. Yeah. You find your own bait. You catch your own bait. You bring your bait somewhere and fish it. You use recall of past spots. And you have to put all these pieces together. You know what I mean? It's really neat. And that's not taking the piss out of offshore fishing. There's art to that as well. And figuring out the wind and the kite and all that other stuff. But the code's been cracked on the bluefins, you know? Sea bass, that's still something that's like, that's a lost art, man.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought just sounded like the coolest fishery that I just haven't been able to thread the needle in time and go to where it was, but like we would get reports from Jake all the time, was that like fluke, lure, shallow water, sea bass fishing, and halibut fishing that you guys had done. And that just to me sounded, I haven't got to go when it was right, but it sounded like the coolest way that you could catch those things. And what's different, or, you know, it just doesn't feel like that's something that you guys did 10 years ago and back, but now it seems like such a popular way to catch them. You know, what was that fishery like, and how'd you guys stumble across it, and just all those things. I just think that's such a cool way that you guys were catching those fish recently.
We've always had it. It just kind of got blown up, which still kind of bugs me a little bit. Yeah, not really, but it's just a bummer. Yeah, and it all originated just because there's so much area up there. It's like Catalina, every single place is a spot, but the way we fish them up there is different. There's no... there's none of that, like, milky water, really, that you get at Catalina where it kind of, like, confines your areas or isolated kelps and stuff. You go to the back of Santa Cruz, the whole thing's a kelp. So what we do is the water's clear. You just drive super slow along the whole line until you see them, and they're like, okay, well, this is where they are, and then you fish them right there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of by sport fishing is you guys are mobile, right? You can go where the fish are.
Yeah, absolutely. We run out of Cisco's Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard. We put the tower on the Freeman last year. That helped a lot.
Oh, I bet.
Huge.
But I've fished sea bass from Halama around the corner of Point Conception to the border, below the border. That's what the Southern California Bite is. The bite is from Point Conception to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Why did the tower on the Freeman change things?
Sight fishing the sea bass.
Sight fishing the sea bass.
Did it, like what Rick was saying, I did it for the first time last year. Jake's a master up there.
Yeah.
And you're driving around in the tower of the Freeman, looking in less than a fathom of water, 5 feet of water, for schools of sea bass.
That's
throwing your
so
throwing
cool.
your
That's
throwing,
so cool.
throwing
oh
your
my
rubber
God.
Yeah, throwing your rubber worm in there.
Yeah. And that's fun. At the Channel Islands.
That's so. At the Channel Islands.
Yeah. You can, not so much Catalina.
They'll bite it at Catalina, but it's not the same. Yeah. Catalina, that's happened like 3 times in my life where there's visual sea bass up, you know. But, yeah, no, the Channel Islands are an amazing place. And we added another boat, so Jake will have a big cat with the tower in Channel Islands. Alex will run the Freeman, and then the boss gets to drive the little pickup truck to work.
So are you all cats now?
100% catamaran.
100% catamaran.
Three. We're in the process of getting an invincible, just kind of the give and take of paperwork and things like that with that. But, yeah, all catamarans.
Wow. Wow.
Dylan turned me on to cats. Dylan has his 1,600-ton master's license. He's our other captain, lifelong friend, amazing fisherman, amazing sword fisherman, attention to details, next level. He has a big captain's license. He ran ships in the Red Sea and has been all over the world and was introduced to cats in the Marshall Islands, and he was like, dude, you should think about cats and check them. I went on the catamaran search. We all went to Louisiana. We fished with the operations that use them there. Everywhere else in the world, they use catamarans and go fast monohulls, but mostly catamarans for big runs. We were the only ones, I said this on the show for years, we're the only ones who are trying to run monohull pilot houses 80 or 90 miles.
Right.
It's not about the boat. It's just the function of it. Like, what is it about catamarans? A litany of things. They're more stable. They're excellent on fuel. They cut through wind and chop. Incredible. And you look anywhere in the world, Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania, other places, they're all cats.
And what are the disadvantages of a cat in your eyes?
It depends on the build of it. With the Freeman, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Cold. The lack of cover, but I hedged that with the Mexicat because it's got a little pilot house. But yeah, you're exposed to the elements more, so you want to dress warm, right? Just throw on a couple layers. You too, Alex. otherwise, nothing. Your stern is like your bow. So I went to Catalina a week ago. You got four guys fishing up in the bow, casting and doing all those things. It's incredibly stable. They're great boats. The cost.
They cost twice as much
because it's two hulls, twice as much material and craftsmanship.
So they're actually more efficient on fuel with two engines.
Oh, incredible. I get better fuel on a 34 Freeman than I did on a 28 Parker.
No kidding.
With 450s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And go twice as fast.
Twice as fast. Comfortably.
Yeah. You like going fast, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Driving the boat all your life at 10 knots, right?
Oh, man.
What's it like going 40 now?
Ooh, man.
You like it?
You get there fast.
Yeah.
A lot more options.
I got to Catalina. I ran a trip after the PCS show on Saturday. I'm cheating. From the jetties to the lobster spot, 32 minutes.
Come on.
Wow.
And not even driving it fast. Like
at Catalina. The lobster spot at Catalina.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Pretty nice. That was on the Freeman?
That was on the Freeman.
How have things changed on the Freeman since you guys did the big repower?
Jakey?
The fuel efficiency and stuff is pretty similar. It just handles a lot better. I mean, we needed it because we added two slammers to the in-deck bait tanks so we could hold more bait. And with the amount of people and stuff that they bring and water weight from the bait tanks and stuff, the boat gets really heavy really fast. So, The boat did great before. It performed awesome with the original 350 that we had on it, but just give it that little extra oomph and take off.
Now it's got 200
more
horsepower.
It's got
twin 450.
900
max horsepower.
Max horsepower.
So cool.
Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today.
Yep, pretty rare to have.
Talent.
Yeah, I was just going to say, pretty rare to have this much knowledge sitting with us. It's going to be a lot of fun today. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach the fan studios this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. We're standing by to grab your calls or send us a text. Texting the show is so popular here now on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way to text in your questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can follow all the archive shows, all those great past shows, the great shows you had over the weekend. Last weekend when we were up at PCS were awesome, and all those shows are available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way you can text in your questions to the Byte team today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win that great prize at the end of the show today. And boy, what a great prize we are giving away. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. A great opportunity to go fishing with Captain Ryan, Captain Matt, and get in on all the great fishing that the San Diego will be doing this year. A full day trip to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Again, text us through the app or 833-288-0973 is the number. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safari's family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus
26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember, a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time today again is going to be. If you want to get through, phones are already getting packed up. 833-288-0973. And lots of great texts stacking up for the boys as well. Today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, let's jump into those fan phone calls.
You got it, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Mike. He's called us from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, team. How you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Brandon, I love what you're doing with your career. You're giving so many people opportunities to catch the big bluefin and catch the sea bass and the lobster trips.
Oh, thank you. The journal
that you put out is incredible. I'm looking for the journal coming back. I hear that you've got more issues coming, or can you explain a little bit more about your process with the journal?
Hope
to be able to get out and fish some bluefin with you this year. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you. What a great first question. So I published the bite. I did 7 issues of that. It fell off around COVID time for a litany of reasons. Two of them being printing costs and mailing costs. I've worked through those, and we've been actively finishing the next issue.
Cool.
Spoiler alert, I've been interviewing Frank Lopresti. We're going to do a big profile on him.
Wow.
A long overdue, properly done profile on, like, the godfather.
That's cool, yeah. Very cool.
So on a selfish level, it's been really neat to spend time with him, and I've learned a lot about myself and fishing and just different ways to view things and things like that. So, I'm doing that, so that's kind of the spoiler alert on a big profile. It's a cool challenge for myself to step back into writing Surfer's Journal, and you know, Scott Hewlett, the former editor of Surfer's Journal, he's my best friend, and he is a big mentor of mine. And I've never challenged myself in writing to like step up to the plate and write a Surfer's Journal style 40 or 50 page profile. So I'm doing that with Frank.
Rad.
He actually has the photos to support a lot of it. Which, when you write a story, people always have these ideas about writing, but it's like, where do the photos come from? He has a well of incredible photos over the years.
So cool.
Really cool.
That's going to be great. So when can we see that?
That will 100% be here in July.
So, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a sure date?
I have 100%.
Are you guys believing
this?
Go.
Maybe. Maybe. I brought you into this world. I can take you out. So, you know, things ebb and flow in life, and it's just how it goes. And
that'll be cool. The path of the bite.
And I'm going to do 2 more in the traditional format, and the face of print has changed where I want to do something where it's a hardbound, incredible construction, yearly thing, it gets released at like a party and all that stuff. So I'm going to do two more of these issues. I'm creating them both side by side so I don't have to deal with the nausea of printing and Hong Kong and all this stuff.
Are they going to release at a different time?
They'll be different times. Yeah.
But and then, so how does one get a subscription or
I stopped doing subs. Uh-huh. So they'll be sold as a one-off in tackle shops and things like that.
Okay.
The big issue is
so you pick them up.
The big issue.
And it's a physical issue. You can't get this issue online. It's and that's the cool thing about the Bike Journal is that it's something you have to hold.
It's the construction of it that makes
it.
Cool. The underlying thing with, not to make excuses, but reasons. When I started, you could pre-sort your issues and mail them for $2.32. And then they changed it. So you have to have 1,000 issues to be able to do this. So it works for your first wave of printing, but then it doesn't work for your subs, and you have to send them out like priority, which is $9.
Wow.
You lose money. Like, it's a one-way track to go in busto.
Got it.
So I worked through it, found a shipping way that will work to get them all out in one shipping, and we're doing it.
Cool.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great text, right?
Yeah, I thought so. Good way to get us rolling on the text. And again, if you want to send us a text that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, this one is from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, well, what a super show. Can't believe you were able to assemble all these guests. And really excited to hear from Brandon and the team today. Brandon, I know it's hard to predict. In recent years, there's been a lot of, quote, hot methods for Big Bluefin. The knife jigs, the Eddie bombs, the Mad Max, the flyers, the kite, etc. What do you take, or what is your take, and what does your team think is going to be the ticket for this year around? Will it be something new or a revised technique to something we've already done? Looking forward to hearing everybody's answers. Was John in Rancho San Diego.
I'll let the guys take that one, because they do it more than I do these days.
Alex is the bluefin whisperer.
Come on. Yeah. Yes, he is. Come on, Alex.
I'm bluefin trips, guys.
I'll get it started. SK Jake. We'll go with that. All right, Jake, what you got?
We don't even really fish them at night a whole bunch, so daytime stuff is going to be kind of our normal
you guys
night
are
program.
A daytime deal, yeah.
Yeah, I want to be home.
Can you get used to that, Alex?
No, it's going to be hard. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Not be able to sleep at night. Yeah.
But you can still catch them on an SK Jake.
Oh, absolutely.
Daytime,
absolutely.
Right?
The lethal weapon, SK Jake. Yeah. 200. That's
200,
all you need.
200 SK.
That's all you need. That's all you ever need.
That's your program,
that's it.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
What do you like about the SK jig?
Just the way it swims. You get bit on a fall and on a retrieve.
Uh-huh.
It's also one of the least expensive, ready-to-go, off-the-shelf.
That's right.
You know, you can buy a good lure for a good price and not have to put an extra $20 worth of hardware on
it. Exactly. The stock
makes
works just fine.
Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So you have stock
like
in
it.
Iowa?
That'll be next.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good question. Let's jump back in the phones. You want to get through? This is your chance. This first hour, 833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan is standing by for your phone call.
John in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I was going to ask you a question about the Bike Journal, which you've already answered. So my next question would be, is there anything, one tip or two that you might be able to offer us for fishing the Coronados to become more successful down there?
Ooh, that's a good one.
As an angler or as a boat operator?
Well, as an angler.
Sure. I feel like that fishery last year got back to its roots in terms of anchor fishing, throwing bait, all that other stuff. And so my thing with fishing and like this like theory of fishing that I had when I wrote that first book was that the little things make a big difference. And when you're on a sport boat, you're competing against the other anglers and not in this like big ego thing of like catching more or anything. The person who does the small things better is going to get bit better. So what's the number one thing? Casting. The ability to get an extra 10, 20 feet out of your cast for sure. And there's a time to upgrade your tackle. Like, they're biting. Let's fish 40-pound, 50-pound. And then there's times where you do the math, and you're like, oh, it's scratch fishing. Let's drop down to 25 and move down two hook sizes, you know? But I think really the crux of everything for fishing is the ability to cast.
Good,
the ability
good
to cast. And to not get go on tilt or have buck fever when they start biting and then getting backlashes and freaking out in the kind of, like, downward spiral, right?
Yeah.
The mental game of fishing. Just like life.
Not that Jake and Brandon haven't done equal amounts, but Alex, you've been, you know, on the sport boat so long where live bait is just so it and have seen literally millions of pieces of bait pass under your feet under the bait tank. That's always one thing that I think is, you know, a guy getting the right bait and putting the hook in it the right way and getting in the water. Anything you could add to, like, live bait fishing that would be, you know, one of the little things that Brandon's talked about that sometimes gets overlooked?
Definitely, the bait selections would be probably my number one, I think, when it comes to the little things, at least in my opinion. Yeah, one can cast, right? But a bait selection comes out of everything. You can butt hook the right bait, right? You just literally drop it off the side of the boat. You get the same bites as guys that are casting 30, 40 feet if you pick the right bait, right? Yeah. That kind of thing. So, yes, for sure, casting comes down into play, for sure, but bait selection comes down to everything. Ask your crew members, that's what I would suggest, what's best, right, in terms of how to select the bait, how to choose a bait. Then we're happy to help you out there.
Brandon, you mentioned the other factor, as an angler or as a boat driver. Mm-hmm. What about the boat driver at the Coronado Islands?
Slowing down and doing the math and letting the conditions guide you. It's an overput thing, but like what's the current doing? Mm-hmm. Everything hinges on current. Like, it's so important with all fisheries, you know, and most of your Coronado spots are downhill. So setting up on the spot, leading the spot, you know what I mean? You don't want the stone right under you. Maybe if you're fishing whitefish and it's slack current, you do. But how to set up above the spot, where your lines are going to end up and such. But, yeah, leading the spot and fishing spots based on conditions, you know? That's why North Island, you know, Pukie, the classic thing, it bites in the afternoon. Maybe it's not that it's an afternoon spot. It's that you get downhill in the afternoon, right?
Current.
What
about the sea lion factor, Jake? How does that play into it there?
Yeah,
Jake. How do you change your game?
Pull really hard.
Yeah, pull really hard.
Just have some bonita in the bucket standing by, sacrifice, and when you hook a yellowtail, just start hooking those things over the side.
Yeah, that's key. If you hook a good one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is such a frustrating challenge, though. You know, like, you talk about all those things. You do all the things, and you do the math, and you spend the time, and then when they get on you so bad, it can just be such a frustrating thing to deal with, like, you put all this effort out, and you're supposed to be getting rewarded, and then, I mean, sometimes it's a gauntlet that you can't get through.
Once you got them on you, like, it's so hard to shake them. You might as well just run down the island a little bit somewhere, kick it up, go somewhere else. It seems like one boat is always the one they kind of key in on, and then you're stuck with them.
What is that?
I don't know.
They probably like catching them.
Yeah.
I heard Brandon say that they don't attract to cat holes.
I've heard
that. Yeah,
they just stay away from porpoise right through the middle.
Yeah, and they just go on to the next one.
I've got a great text here. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Phone lines are open. Thanks for that call, too. Brad in San Diego writes, hey, what's happening, guys? As far as a charter, what's a good number of fishermen for a full-day trip? Does it depend on what kind of fishing, i.e. swordfish trips, sea bass, yellowtail, bluefin, etc.? That's a good question from Brad.
I feel like people always find out what the maximum is and then get the max because it makes it cheaper per person, right? But I think shaving a guy or two off is really comfortable. Like, four people on the Freeman is a dream.
Okay.
Dream.
So what's the max?
Six. Five for offshore. For bluefin, we keep it to five. For island fishing, when you can spread out, we can put six on there. We like five. Five's good. The Mexicat, I mean, I built that Mexicat for my regulars, which the bulk of the people that I take is one or two people because they have the resources to do it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that a couple, two, three people on the Mexicat and four on the Freeman is kind of perfect. But you can take more and split it up. For open parties, you know, the goal of open party is to introduce new people to the operation, get people out who couldn't put a charter together themselves, and try to keep the cost and the price down.
And are you going to do open party trips?
Yeah, we released a raft of dates at the show, and I made them from March to November. Wow. Lobsters, everything in between.
Lobsters, sea bass, swordfish.
Swordfish, yep.
Bluefin.
Yep.
And how do you find that schedule?
You could go to our Instagram page. That would be good. And I don't have it on our website. I have a new guy who handles web and social and videos and all that other stuff, but I didn't have them. That's on me. I didn't have them put those dates up there. But I'll have them put it on the website any day today.
Are you going to be running out of Fisherman's Landing this year?
Yeah.
So they'll have open party trips up on their website.
Yeah, what we usually do is the days we're not chartered, we'll go up online, and you can book online through Fisherman's. Same thing up at Cisco's. The days we're not chartered and the days that our friend Sean on the Gray Light isn't open party, we run open party up there.
Oh, well,
that's a cool way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more info. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on that Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. Costa Sunglasses.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, been a very busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Or keep those texts rolling in. Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, you just heard Harold Davis talking about Katmai Lodge. And there's actually, you're going, you and Dallas are going
yeah.
in July 16th through 23 to one of the greatest places in the world, Katmai Lodge on the Alagnac River in Alaska. And there's actually one boat left
yes.
that can take 2 to 3 people. So if you want to go, check katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I, or give Charmel a call in the office. It is a trip of a lifetime that you'll probably want to go back.
It doesn't need any more description. It is the coolest. Yeah. It's like the coolest outdoor experience I've ever been on. The fishing is fantastic. It's bar none, fantastic, incredible. But the amount of wildlife that exists there is just unreal.
Yeah.
Bears and moose and bald eagles everywhere, and the scenery that you're in, and the fish that come up that river are measured by the millions.
Yeah.
You know, it's unreal.
And this is a pink year, so there's even more millions coming through.
It's crazy.
And more trout to follow the pinks too. So
when I went up the first time, you know, I mean, I'm going to try and catch a fish on a fly rod, but you know, I'm a conventional fishing tackle guy. That's what I'm going to do. You know, the most of the time. We fly fish the whole time. You know, it's just cool. It's part of the deal up there, and their gear that they provide is just second to none. It's all Loomis and Shimano on the conventional and spinning gear, and the fly tackle's incredible, and the waders they provide, it's everything. It's such
you don't have
a
to
cool
bring anything
trip.
But layers.
It's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. So if you want to
please
go,
come.
Katmai, katmai.com. The dates are July 16th through 23.
There is no question that that boat will be gone. It's not like, hey, we want to try to fill this last spot.
Oh, no.
It's like, man, it's a rad opportunity that somebody
is
going to get. Make that somebody be you. Like, it's a really, really cool
There's
one.
There's not a better time to go to Katmai.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So go do it for sure. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Alex. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just had a question on a white sea bass. well, what is the preferred method? And also, is there a specific type of combo that you like all set up for that?
As far as preferred method, it kind of just changes all the time. This time of year is mostly just leadhead and squid and slider and squid fishing, like that style, anchor up next to the kelp. Slide back a squid. Kind of your go-to setup for that is like a 30 or 40 pound rod, with like a some sort of like Trinidad 16 style reel filled to the top with Spectra, like 50 or 65 pound Spectra.
Oh, okay. Does squid need to be present for that to work? Meaning, like, does there have to be squid spawning or squid available at the in relative, you know, proximity to the area that you're fishing, or can you just fully import something where there's not a live squid for a ways and that still be just as effective?
Yeah, this time of year, there's not really much squid at all. Most of the time you get that big influx of squid in, like, January, and we'll kind of try and take advantage of that and, like, fill the freezers for the year, basically. And we catch most of our fish on frozen that we caught months before, and we just import it to whenever we need it. Basically, just pull it out of the freezer and use it then. There doesn't have to be squid anywhere near it. In fact, like, the whole beginning of my channel island season last year, there was zero squid anywhere. And we caught them all in fin bait and plastics for 2 months before we even saw squid.
Plastics? Explain that.
Any type of, like, a normal cattle, like a normal paddle tail swim bait, or like a fluke or a slug type plastic like that.
Does it have to be white?
Does not have to be white.
It's not.
No. Smelt color. I've caught them on pinks, purples. It's just more of just kind of getting something in their face.
Really?
Yeah. Cool.
And they chase it.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, April is when you catch the biggest sea bass. Like, when we used to catch the big local fish, it was usually starting in April. But was it two years ago or three years ago at Santa Cruz, when April was all those monsters?
Oh, that was 2 and 3 years ago.
Yeah. You're sight fishing for 50 and 60 pounders, the same grade of fish we would catch along the coast.
In 5 and 6 feet of water.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. All on artificials.
And they're all up there spawning? Is that what the idea is?
They're thinking about it.
They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they get stupid, right?
They get smart and stupid. I feel like when they're my takeaway with sea bass, when they're spawning, they can be super focused on that and not bite, and then drop their guard and just bite nails. But sometimes they're so focused on what's going on that it's hard to get them to bite.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
There's a whole fishery up there that a lot of Southern California anglers haven't even seen or tapped into, you know? Because you got to drive. The 101. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God. The freeway.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that listen to us or live right there.
That's why we keep a boat up there. Bakersfield is its own subset of anglers and people, and they don't want to come to San Diego, and San Diegans don't want to go to L.A.
Yeah, it's funny. Hear you.
All right, well, we got another great text come through. It says, bite fishing is so well known in San Diego for their expertise and top-notch vessels. Could you describe what a typical day on the water is like from the start? And also, with all these rumors about having a potential anchovy year, how do you think that might affect our fishing? That's from DJ in San Diego.
Well,
Jake, what's your average day?
Very long.
Very long.
Dark to dark. It depends on the year. Our sea bass, we kind of, this time of year, we'll leave early and fish the day. But most of the time, most of our trips, we leave open-ended for our departure time up until like 24 hours before the trip. Because there's a lot of times you get just a small window of when those things are going to bite. It could be a tide or a time of day or something. So If sea bass are biting, where we notice a pattern where it's like, oh, you have to be here in the afternoon or whatever, we'll just switch our departure time so we can be there for that time, basically. But all our trips are scheduled as a 12-hour trip, so we just orient it and around that bite window.
The first time that Jake made me shed a single tear was the first year up at Oxnard. He's like, I think if we start leaving in the afternoon and fishing the afternoons, we'll start getting them. And he went on the best run of any of us. He had limits like 18 trips in a row, whatever it was, a bunch of trips in a row, leaving in the afternoon and fishing the afternoon bite window. And it was the same when I first started. I left at 6 p.m. Remember, you had to fish at night to catch a sea bass then. I'd leave at 6 p.m.
I always thought that was a good move, too. We'd see it with you guys bluefin fishing at the store, like, things would calm down and all the long range boats would leave, and then all the 3 day trips would leave, and then all of a sudden, you know, 10 o'clock, when things are settled, four more guys would show up and you'd be worried that they missed their long range. You're like, oh no, they're going fishing with Jake. But it was because the bluefin were biting in the afternoons, and you know, it was a way of maximizing the amount of time when you were supposed to be there, rather than spending all day and kind of pulling your hair out and then having to drive away as things were getting going. Like, sleep in, relax, we're going to have a long day. And it was like success after success after success. And it was just timed right.
And a lot of times we'll have boats scattered, you know. So a lot of times when that was happening, I'd be on like day two or day three of a 2-day or a 3-day in Avalon. So one of us would already be out for a couple hours. So you've got a lay of the land, and whoever whips in later. And then back then we were doing a lot more of that nighttime jigging stuff after dark as well, which could return.
That's cool. Well, let's kind of jump back in the phones, Rick.
How about Aaron from Santa Barbara up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, Corey. Really enjoying going back through a lot of the archived shows and listening to them at like 1.4, 1.6 speed, skipping through the commercials. A lot of nuggets in these old shows. You know, on that note, I was going through one the other day with Brandon, and a guy was talking about trolling through bait schools for sea bass, and Brandon knew what he was talking about, but I didn't really understand what bait or technique they were actually doing. If you remember, Brandon, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I don't think it was trolling. The thing about sea bass is, of all of our fishes, that fish has the most gears, believe it or not. But it's pigeonholed as it's a dropper loop catfish that's stupid, right? That's not it at all. It's because, whatever, that's a whole other tangent. But they take on the personality of a salmon sometimes. And when they take on this open water personality, they'll march up the coast. And if they don't see squid, they'll get on fin bait balls. And you can mooch them like salmon with a crocodile and a mackerel or a swim bait through the bait ball or a fluke or whatever. And this has happened from the Tijuana Flats all the way up to Arco Oil Island in Santa Barbara. Sometimes the first fish of the year are in May, and they wash in around Ventura, and they're on bait balls of anchovies or sardines. I would bet all the money in the cage that this happens this year as well, with the setup of more anchovies and all that other stuff. And when that happens, you fish them in open water bait balls, either looking for showering bait and birds on the surface like they do in San Quentin, or metering around and finding bait balls.
And you throw those various things into them?
Yeah, I use a bobber, a mackerel, and a crocodile. That was my sauce that I kind of came up with to solve for why a while ago. So I set
the mackerel is pinned to the crocodile?
Yeah, I set my bobber with, like, the video I made for your website a while
ago. It's on our YouTube channel, The Brandon Bobber.
So yeah. If the bait's down 50 feet, I set my little bobber at 50 feet, and I just keep my bait exactly in that zone 100% of the time instead of having to make it fall through and everything. But, yeah, open water bait balls play big time. And that could be below the border here. It could be along Camp Pendleton. It could be around Oxnard. I've never caught one trolling. But
what if there's no squid and it's only anchovies?
Bring it.
Is that going to be the play?
Bring it. Yeah, 2015 on, that's how it was. And that's when I caught the bulk of my huge ones. That's fishing mackerel adjacent to kelp.
Do you have to do anything different to the crocodile when you're fishing it that way? You just buy it, rip it out of the package?
Good question. I crimp a big single Siwash hook on there of some sort.
How big of a croc, though?
What's the one that's like that, Rick? Like 1 ounce or something like that?
Yeah.
Hamburguesa, Rick.
Hamburguesa, the floating Hamburguesa. Yep.
I thought that was secret. We just let the secret out.
Are there any secrets left?
No.
You know? We might as well share them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a good way to catch them, too. That's a good way to catch them here.
Oh, can you imagine like, getting up? The bite's got to be fun,
man.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And they're impaled when you hook them.
Jake's kind of going, what are you doing? For sure. Hey, a great question here from Matt in Apple Valley, and it's about bluefin. Morning, guys. Brandon, with the advent of artificial flyers, do you and your crew lean toward frozen flyers or artificial?
Good question.
We use both. We use both. The artificial's good because it lets you go faster. It's a tool. All these things are tools in your tool bag, right?
Right.
The artificial one lets you move faster and kind of locate, and if it's big foaming frothed up spots, you can drop it in it. They can knock it around and not rip the bait. If it's big, long out, drawn out drifts, use the natural one, What do you guys think?
Definitely. It's just whatever application. And there's through a single day, I'll go through different types. You go through a yummy, you go through a California flyer, a dead bait. It all just depends on the situation, basically.
And they eat them all.
They eat it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess Marcos is, there's nothing to report. We had a little bit of weather.
A little bit of weather this week.
Yeah,
it's probably
but,
not the busiest week at C4.
That report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mishmay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle chefs. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing, next to the launch ramp at Mission Bay, ECBT at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle at Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com.
Well, and speaking of Seaforth, we'll get a good check tomorrow when we have Captain Aliar of the Polaris Supreme on. We got another great hour coming your way on the stream. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Facebook, YouTube Live, and we're checking off from 97.3 The Fan.
And tune into the Let's Talk Hookup app and the YouTube Facebook Live right now.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice with the extreme cranking power, and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.